So, scope of AI-powered system across the various categories. So, when I talk, let's understand the AI application, the diagnostics and imaging. Now, the diagnostic and imaging has evolved with time. There gone are the days when there were manual X-ray, X-ray done manually through, and then the films were washed in the solution and then provided to the patient. Now, with AI, we have evolved. We have evolved a long way. Now, there are diagnostic and images which we can see by AI-based applications can be, the reports are ready through AI applications. The AI applications can detect the minor of the deformities. So AI basically collates all the data. It includes the large data size and then predicts and analyzes, and then it helps us evolving the system. We spoke about it this before. So scope of AI applications and categories across when we talk diagnostics and images, imaging are helped in, so policies and regulations and also in the patient care. Personalized treatment plans. So when we talk about personalized treatment plans, the patient is benefited with the personalized treatment plans. The patients, there are precision clinics developing where, as I spoke about it before, with the precision clinic, we can find the right a focused area where the treatment can be given in the cancer patients. That focused area can will reduce the complication, due to the radiotherapy. It evolves the precision of the plans, the treatment plans, with a better result, with a better improved care plan, which helps us treating the patients. Predictive analysis is used in as a caregiver, manufacturing industries, logistics, and policies and regulations. So, how does it help? What does predictive analysis do? So when a large number of data is collated, it helps us predicting how it benefits the caregivers, how the manufacturing industry can predict a particular basically requirement of the product. For example, with a huge data system, we can understand what is the requirement of a particular hospital or particular manufacturing product, manufacturing a particular product. This AI-based analysis helps us, predicting analysis helps us in the appropriate manufacturing and appropriate logistic or transporting the required medications and medical devices. It also helps us making the policies and regulations basis on the data we are available, we have an available. For example, a particular now let's take an example and talk about it. A particular area is impacted every month of June with a malaria epidemic. We understand. So when a government policy or a regulation the quality is evolved, the particular area is sprayed with with the prediction of the data. We do a precautionary measures or the preventive measures which helps us control this epidemic of malaria or dengue, which will help us improve the patient care, which will help us reducing the patients with that particular disease by doing a preventive measures before the pandemic or before the epidemic. The virtual healthcare assistant, the virtual healthcare assistants help a lot to the patient who stay alone, lot to the caregiver who can connect to the patient who are alone. So previously, with a lot of globalization happening, we have a lot of patients above 60 years staying alone in their home while their kids and are traveling all over the world or are not staying with them. In that such case, the virtual healthcare assistants be of a great help for those people. Those people can connect to their caregivers, to the virtual assistants, and then they can be treated or taken care by timely. The wearable devices we have spoken about, we have our watch at our hand, which helps us know how many kilometers have we run, what is your heart rate, what is our blood pressure, which also sends message to the caregivers or the hospital if a particular ECG is not it's predicted to be abnormal, or if a patient collapses. So let me give you an example which happened a few years ago. A patient collapsed at his home while no one was there at his home, and he had a watch which actually gave a signal to the nearby hospital that the patient has collapsed. The hospital came for the rescue. There was an ambulance sent. The patient was rescued and taken to the hospital, and the patient survived. So this has happened with one panic button on your wearable device can help you come out of a worse situations in regards to the health. The robotic assisted surgery, we all know how surgeries have evolved. With robotic assisted surgeries, there which also impacts the patients and the caregivers, of course the manufacturing industry are actually evolving with robots, the way the robots, can do a precision surgical surgeries can be done, which will minimize the blood loss, which can be, focused on a particular area, which reduces the infection rate in patients and also helps us in better recovering. Remote monitoring. So when we talk about remote monitoring, there is a concept nowadays a tele-ICU or tele-radiology is evolving a lot. With tele-radiology, a person in some rural area can get access to the best of the doctors in Mumbai who can basically diagnose or give a second opinion on his radiology test done. It is now at basically at discreet of one click that we can get a second opinion from a consultant. A Mumbai based or a city based or a tertiary care where hospital doctors can provide a care to a rural patients where there is no accessibility to a better health care, can monitor their health through remote monitoring. Drug discovery and development. Yes, drug discovery and development is happening every day. With a lot of diseases also evolving, there is a lot of drug discovery which requires to be developed. And it is helping us, the AI tools are helping us collating the data, improving the discoveries, improving the research work. By collating that data, we can do a better research because now with AI, there is no manual intervention required. We can do faster researches. We can, the research can be spread across the global. Well, we saw in pandemic how the vaccines were tested all over the world and how they were connected to each other. The pharmacy or the research teams were connected to each other. They were experimenting. They were collating the huge data. There were trials going on. The AI helped, fasten the trials. Fasten the trials, collate the information and give a better results. Fast, better results. And clinical trial testing. As, discovery, clinical trial testing is also a part of research. Yes, it is a part of research. Where we do clinical trials of pharmacy products on a particular patient or a group of patients, get the results out of it. Analyze the result with the help of AI, and then we confirm the results or come to a conclusion, and later that product is launched. So if there are failures, more complications, or more not acceptable results, then we do not go ahead with the production. But if the clinical trials are successful, we do take reference throughout the global. So there is a lot of data which is used on clinical trials, which help us do research on new products, new pharmacy products, or new medical devices, or the new diagnostic devices, and which helps us evolving across the healthcare system. And if a particular clinical research is successful in a particular area, it is spread across through AI that how this clinical research has helped. Also, we can, there are places where the clinical research is done in steps. So, for example, a particular research is done in a particular way. The results are out. They are very well done. It is already, the product is created, given to the patients. Later, the further research is also done somewhere in other part of globe where they are working on these results also. They are working on more complications with different populations, different areas in the world where how that product is affecting that particular public or that particular people or patients. And then eventually master data is collected throughout the world and it is created and published. Administrative efficiency. Yes, administrative efficiency is something very interesting, which has evolved throughout the day. Now, with, you know, let us take an example of a doctor who has been in the, you know, who has an appointment of 15 patients per day, and his appointments are lined up, and understanding that he, one day prior, there is basically an emergency surgery planned for him. The surgery gets extended and he fails to attend that OPD patients. Oh, the patients are going to create a chaos. They're going to be upset about why they were called to the hospital if doctor was not available. Yes, that is one of the situations I'm giving you, and how AI has helped in. With AI helps, AI, we can actually block the slot of the doctor. It can be auto blocked once you block the OT. So if a particular doctor is in OT and he's in the surgery, his OPD slots are blocked and an auto message can be sent to the patient. The AI messages are sent to the patient, or there are also AI based calls made to the patient where a robotic voice or AI systems inform the patient that their appointments have been rescheduled due to an emergency faced by a doctor. So this helps us in a better, operational planning, or it improves the administrative efficiency. There is less patients with, you know, it helps in patient satisfaction. The dissatisfaction due to the waiting of the patient or due to the doctor not available due as he was in emergency is eradicated. So further, it helps in clinical decision support. We already spoke about clinical trial. So clinical decision support always, so AI-based data helps in, you know, making a clinical decision support. We take references from the other places where the clinical decisions, a particular decision taken in that area, in that particular situation has been successful, or particular surgery in that particular case has been successful. And that data is available through AI. So, logistic management. Yes, logistic management, as we spoke, is one of the tedious thing. There are so many drugs, so many devices which need to be supplied. AI helps us. AI helps us understanding the logistic. So, AI based, they tell us what should be the reorder level, what is our usage, what are the consumptions, and how often should we order the products. So, AI data is available, which helps us understanding the requirement, is one of the examples of logistic management. Operations management, we have already taken care of, and we have understood in the administrative service. Sales and marketing, again, when we understand the logistic, it also helps us in sales and marketing. So when we understand a particular disease through AI-based apps, we understand a particular pandemic or an epidemic occurs in a particular area, we can sell our products in that defined area. When we know that tropical areas have more of tropical diseases, and the AI says that a particular season, there are tropical diseases, there is high rate of tropical disease, the automation in the system help us do a proper marketing in that particular area, and it also help us bring in the high sales in that particular area. The infrastructure management, yes, with AI based data, we can improve our infrastructure management. So now, when I talk about infrastructure management, you must be wondering, how is infrastructure related to data? Because infrastructure is infrastructure, as we know, it is about the place, it is how look and feel of the hospital. But yes, it helps us understanding that if a AI data based, you know, research or AI based, tells us about a particular a need of a particular department to evolve. So let's take an example. If we see that our AI data is predicting that the number of dermatological cases are increasing day by day, and with the data we have, we can predict with the predictive analysis, of course, we can understand that the infrastructure is not enough to accommodate a particular patient's particular number of volume of patients, then it helps us redefining the infrastructure as per the involvement. So it is basically one of the examples where operation management and infrastructure development management come hand in hand and improve the patient experience. Human resource management. So human resource management talks about how many employees are required in a particular department, the overall attrition rate. It can predict an attrition rate of a particular person through resumes getting uploaded. So if you upload a resume in an human resource management application, AI-based application, it predicts basically how long this trend of this employee has been. And then it helps us in a better hiring of an employee or better understanding of the employee's experience. And it is so AI based that you can shortlist the resumes. You can shortlist the resume as per requirement. If you see nowadays, there is an AI ad trending in LinkedIn, that how LinkedIn is helping us with a just a click and AI based data driven system, we can get a candidate of our own choice. It is one of the wonderful ads I have seen recently. So you should just Google it and also see this ad. Understanding how AI is helping us manage better, hiring a better human resource. Now going ahead, technology, yes, we have spoken across technology development, which is also important part of AI. Public health management, yes, we spoke about it. Regulation implementations, also disease detection and prevention. We spoke about how disease detection and prevention can be done with a large data analysis and prediction. So emergency and pandemic response, yes, I gave you an example of a device or a handheld device which help us saving a life. And it helps us in emergency. So now we have ambulance services, which through AI-based systems can help us monitor the patient. Since the patient has left from his home in an ambulance, AI ambulance, the data can be viewed by the doctor in a hospital, in a tertiary care hospital. And that tertiary care hospital can actually have a clinical, holistic clinical background of the patient before the patient reaches the hospital, and also review the patient and start the treatment quite before the patient reaches the hospital. The history of AI in healthcare can be traced back in the 20th century, where researchers began exploring the potential of computer systems to mimic human intelligence. The efforts focused on developing algorithms that could assist in medical diagnosis and treatment management. Now, let's just go ahead and understand how it evolved and what is the history of AI in healthcare. So, AI is a broad spectrum, a broad term that encompasses an expansive landscape of research that attempts to model intelligent behavior without direct human involvement. The very first question of artificial intelligence dates to 1950s with the Turing test. Alan Turing posed a deceptively simple question: could a man-made device act and make decisions indistinguishable from those of humans? This system transformed AI from an amorphous concept to a well-defined goal for researchers and thinkers of the time to work towards. Turing posed the question, but many scholars credit the true conception of AI to the 1956 summer Dartmouth Conference on AI. This conference drew the world's leading data scientists, engineers, and mathematicians. They traveled to Dartmouth Conference on AI. This conference drew the world's leading data. They traveled to the university to share the ideas and collaborate with one another, all in the hope of laying the framework for practical applications of AI. Now, let us understand the history and evolution of AI in healthcare. The history of AI in healthcare can be traced back to the mid-20th century. Researchers began exploring the potential of computer systems to mimic human intelligence. Early efforts focused on developing algorithms that could assist in medical diagnosis and treatment planning. AI is a broad term that encompasses an expansive landscape of research that attempts to model intelligent behavior without direct human involvement. The very first question of AI dates to 1950s with the Turing test. Alan Turing posed a deceptive simple question. Could a man-made device act and make decisions indistinguishable from those of humans? This statement transformed AI from an amorphous concept to a well-defined goal for researchers and thinkers of the time to work towards. The Turing posed the question, but many scholars credit the true conception of AI to the 1956 Summer Dartmouth Conference on AI. This conference drew the world's leading data scientists, engineers, and mathematicians. They traveled to Dartmouth University to share ideas and collaborate with one another, all in the hope of laying the framework for practical applications of AI. Many of these experts stated that the AI was indeed possible, and with keen of foresight claimed that AI would one day reveal and surpass human intelligence. Early beginnings, one of the earliest AI systems, MySyn, was developed in 1970s at Stanford University. MySyn was designed to diagnose bacterial infection and recommended antibiotics. It utilized rule-based expert systems, which laid the groundwork for the future AI applications in healthcare. In 1980s, the growth and development happened in AI. The 1980s saw growth and development. The 1980s saw the proliferation of expert stems in healthcare. These systems used a set of rules to mimic the decision-making process of human experts. The example include internist Wernh, its successor Cordios, which were used for diagnosing complex medical conditions. The late 80s and 90s marked the advent of machine learning techniques. Neural networks and early forms of pattern recognition started to be applied to the medical imaging and the diagnostic systems. The 2000s saw the advancement in the data and algorithms. There were expansion and integration of AI applications into the clinical practice. The widespread adoption of electronic health records provided a wealth of data to the AI systems, which AI systems could leverage. The machine learning algorithms began to be used for predictive analysis, identifying patient risk factors and improving clinical decision support. In 2010, they become more user-friendly, accepts real-time data, offering the more accurate recommendations for the patient care. The predictive analysis, AI advancement in PA capabilities became instrumental in patient management strategies. IBM's Watson for Health in 2011 mentioned that supercomputer helps in cancer diagnosis, recommends medicines, therapies, and treatment plans. They identify drugs and targets for clinical trials, identifying gene mutations indicating disease onset. The responsible AI throughout the 2010 emphasis on ethical considerations about patients' privacy, data, security to ensure responsible expansion of AI in healthcare emphasized. Healthcare were emphasized. So, key areas leveraging AI during 2000s, the exponential increase in computing power and storage capacity resulting in faster data collection. So, using the increase in the computing power, there was processing lot of large data, storage, cloud computing, which helped us collate the data in one place. There was growth of genomic sequencing database. There was widespread of implementation of electronic medical records and electronic health record systems. The enhancement of natural language processing or NLP and the computer vision enabled machine to reproduce human-like processes. There was a lot of human-like processes developing which helped helping the patients. For example, the chatbot, the healthcare chatbot, which can provide a primary treatment to the patient and also connect to the ambulance services if the patient requires. So it started working, or, like a human would work in that particular situation. There were rapid advancements on deep learning techniques and data logs for rare disease. There was a lot of clinical researches happening. The enhanced precision in micromechanics paving the way for robot-assisted surgery. So that precision helped in robotic-assisted surgeries helped in precision treatment. So, how the history and evolution, we spoke about it. Now, let's talk about recent development and key trends. So, recent development includes the early detection and diagnosis, the precision medicines, the robotic surgeries, the patient management, the drug discovery and development, the chatbots and the virtual health systems, the predictive analysis, the telemedicine, the personalized treatment plan, AI in radiology, AI in ICUs, AI in EH, electronic health records, and medical health supports. So the innovations are part of AI. It is evolving day by day. There are a lot of innovations which are being done, which are evolving, and which are being implemented. So generative artificial intelligence, implementation science, this approach ensures responsible integration of AI into healthcare. See, it when we talk about AI, it is of course artificial intelligence, and we should ensure that there is a responsible integration about it. Because when we have a patient at a stake, we are addressing the barriers to adoption, promoting stakeholders' participation. Yes, cybersecurity is a challenge, and yes, there are a lot of innovations happening there. There are interoperability, there are automated systems. So there are a lot of innovations which are developed every day and are being implemented in the daily life, in our daily healthcare systems. So looking to the future, World Economic Forum envisages the future of AI in healthcare to dramatically change between now and 2013 in three ways. So let's know what are these three ways. First is connected care, better AI predictive care, and improved patient and staff experiences. So when we are looking at the future, the forum envisages the future. So when I talk about connected care, it includes AI in healthcare will help detect patterns and connect systems. It will connect the systems throughout with, the corporate systems evolving, the corporate healthcare or hospitals coming up. They all are connected. A patient can refer his electronic health record from one organization to another organization due to the electronic health media. This will allow for a network of seamless sharing of data to anywhere from anywhere, everywhere. This shared data and information will create a life-saving connectivity, like I already spoke about tele-ICU and tele-radiology, which connects the people in the rural areas with the doctors or the expertise in the tertiary areas across the globe. It is not about only limited to the particular area, but now the healthcare system throughout the globe can be connected, which will help in the better patient care. They don't have to travel. That is also going to reduce the travel cost while getting the services or expertise opinions at the leverage of their own area or own location. Better AI-powered predictive care, improved data will evaluate the probability and risk of individual developing a disease in the future. Yes, epidemic or pandemic came like a shocker to all of us. We have gone through that era of pandemic. Yes, I would say it as an era because it felt like an era, though it was few years or 5 years. Improved data will evaluate the probability and risk of individual developing a disease in the future. So I saw a research where they could predict that when better AI predictive care. So improved data will evaluate the probability and risk of individual developing disease in the future. So when I speak about individual developing the disease in the future, it involves predicting the disease in prior to it is going to happen in the future. We all went through the pandemic. I would call it an era of pandemic because it disturbed everything. It was like a new start after COVID-19. Yes, healthcare evolved during that era, and it has come to a level where now we can predict the disease in the future. The few tests due to AI and AI analysis, we can predict a particular pattern in the DNA which can have a future disease, and we can prevent it with a therapy right now. It can be a lifestyle modification, it can be your avoiding certain allergies. Everything is can be done with AI powered predictive care. So when I say that we are going to predict it with the help of a large data, we are going to analyze the data, predict the solutions, and then predict the disease in the future. It will help us throughout the healthcare system and evolve us to a next level where we can prevent and be at a better health. The improved patient and staff experience. As AI evolves, it will continue to improve patient and provider experience, including reducing wait times for the patient. As I told you before, how a wait time makes patient unhappy, how he feels disrespected, or he feels angry over that, and how with AI based systems we can reduce the wait times of the patient. We can improve the overall efficiency. We can manage availability of doctors, or improve the services we provide to the patients. So everything is possible with help of AI. If we imagine ourselves doing, analyzing manual data, it would have been a tough job, where the time taken for analyzing such a large data would have been difficult, and also the errors would be much more and would have not given us a better prediction. So we see AI helping us and overcoming all those negatives or cons which would occur in the manual calculation of the data. So thank you.